Welcome to Dolphin Stadium in Miami, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Florida Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Matt Diaz. Batting second. The second baseman, Martin Prado. Batting third. The third baseman, Chipper Jones. Batting fourth. The catcher, Brian McCann. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Garrett Anderson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Yunel Escobar. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Adam LaRoche. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Omar Infante. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tim Hudson. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Tim Hudson. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chris Coughlin. Batting second. The third baseman, Wes Helms. Batting third. The shortstop, Hanley Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jorge Cantu. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Baker. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dan Ugla. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cody Ross. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jeremy Hermida. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Anibal Sanchez. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Anibal Sanchez. And now, play ball. Matt Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Martin Prado is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Prado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Diaz moves to third. Chipper Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Diaz scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Brian McCann is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McCann hits a pop-up towards third. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coughlin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Diaz. Coughlin reaches second base with a double. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Diaz. Helms reaches second base with a double. Coughlin moves to third. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Jorge Cantu batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cantu hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coughlin scores. Helms scores. It's 2-1, Marlins. John Baker is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. LaRoche fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Garrett Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Hermida settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yunel Escobar batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Escobar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adam LaRoche is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. LaRoche takes first base on ball four. Escobar moves to second. Omar Infante is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Infante hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Braves 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ugla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ross strikes out. Two outs. Jeremy Hermida is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hermida hits a ball on the ground towards first. LaRoche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermida for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tim Hudson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hudson takes first base on ball 4. Matt Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hudson moves to second. Martin Prado is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Prado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Prado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. Hudson moves to third. One out. Chipper Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Brian McCann is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sanchez. Hudson scores. Prado moves to second. It's Braves, 2, Marlins, 2. Brian McCann is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCann is 0-for-1 in the game. McCann hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Ross. McCann reaches second base with a double. Prado scores. It's 3-2, Braves. Garrett Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Anibal Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez strikes out. One out. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coughlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Coughlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Helms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Helms takes first base on ball 4. Coughlin moves to second. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Prado fields it and throws to second for the out. Coughlin moves to third. Two outs. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cantu is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cantu hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Prado reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Marlins 2. The Braves will come to bat. Yunel Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Escobar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam LaRoche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. LaRoche is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaRoche strikes out. Two outs. Omar Infante is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Infante is 0-for-1 in the game. Infante strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. John Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. LaRoche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. One out. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ugla is 0 for 1 in the game. Ugla strikes out. Two outs. Cody Ross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McKen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Marlins 2. The Braves will come to bat. Emilio Bonifacio now playing shortstop. Tim Hudson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hudson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanchez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Diaz strikes out. Two outs. Martin Prado is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Prado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Prado hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cantu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Prado for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Jeremy Hermita batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hermita is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermita hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cameron Maben pinch hits for Anibal Sanchez. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maben strikes out. Two outs. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Helms hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Prado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Marlins 2. The Braves will come to bat. Burke Badenhop now pitching. Chipper Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Badenhop fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McKen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McKen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McKen strikes out. Two outs. Garrett Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Yunel Escobar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Emilio Bonifacio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonifacio bunts in front of the plate. McKen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cantu is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cantu hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Infante. Cantu reaches second base with a double. John Baker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 0-for-2 in the game. Ugla takes first base on ball 4. Cantu moves to third. Baker moves to second. Peter Moylan now pitching. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards second. Prado scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Marlins 2. The Braves will come to bat. Adam LaRoche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. LaRoche is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, LaRoche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Infante is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Infante is 0-for-2 in the game. Infante hits a line drive towards third. Helms reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Church pinch hits for Peter Moylan. Ryan Church is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Church hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Ross. Church reaches second base with a double. Matt Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Diaz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Chris Medlin now pitching. Jeremy Hermita is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hermita is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermita strikes out. One out. Ross Glode pinch hits for Burke Badenhop. Ross Glode is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Glode strikes out. Two outs. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Coughlin is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Coughlin hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Marlins 2. The Braves will come to bat. Reynel Pinto now pitching. Martin Prado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Prado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Prado hits a fly ball into right field. Hermita settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chipper Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Brian McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McKen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McKen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Garrett Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones moves to third. McKen moves to second. Garrett Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bonifacio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jones scores. It's 4-2, Braves. Reed Gorecki pinch runs for Garrett Anderson. Yunel Escobar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Escobar strikes out. Two outs. Adam LaRoche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaRoche is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, LaRoche hits a fly ball into left field. Coughlin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Reed Gorecki now playing left field. Mike Gonzalez now pitching. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emilio Bonifacio is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bonifacio is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonifacio strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Cantu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cantu is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cantu hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ronnie Paulino pinch hits for John Baker. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paulino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Marlins 2. The Braves will come to bat. Ronnie Paulino now catching. Matt Lindstrom now pitching. Omar Infante is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Infante is 0 for 3 in the game. Infante strikes out. One out. Greg Norton pinch hits for Mike Gonzalez. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Norton hits a line drive beyond second. Ugla can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kelly Johnson pinch runs for Greg Norton. Matt Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Paulino and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Matt Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Diaz strikes out. 2 outs. Martin Prado is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Prado is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Prado hits a fly ball into right field. Hermita settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Rafael Soriano now pitching. Dan Ugla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ugla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ugla hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Braves. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Hermita is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hermita is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermita strikes out. 1 out. Brett Carroll pinch hits for Matt Lindstrom. Brett Carroll is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 4, and Florida Marlins, 3. Goodbye from Dolphin Stadium in Miami.